Looking forward to next week.
We'll have more playmakers for you next week. Enjoy Rafter Baseball and enjoy your weekend, everybody.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. No one survived a plane crash in Brazil today. Transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt on the Brazilian airline Voopass.
It has historically had a good safety record. 30 years ago, it did have an icing-related accident in outside of Indiana. They made improvements after that.
All 61 on board were killed when the plane went down in a residential area. David Nicholas Dempsey, a California man who attacked police with poles during the Capitol riot, has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. CBS's Linda Kenyon tells
us. Prosecutors say he was one of the most violent members of the mob that stormed the Capitol.
U.S. intelligence played a part in stopping the terrorist plot that prompted the cancellation of Taylor Swift concerts in Austria.
The United States did share information with Austrian partners to enable the disruption of a threat to Taylor Swift's concerts there in Vienna.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
System. The Purple Alert System is meant to fill gaps in the Amber Alert System. The PRINCE Act that Governor Evers signed yesterday expanded the definition of a person at risk to include children. The PRINCE Act is named after 5-year-old Prince McCree, who was killed in Milwaukee last year. The universities of Wisconsin face a number of challenges in the coming years. System President Jay Rothman says one of the big ones is fewer high school graduates, and fewer of them are enrolling at state universities.
As we move increasingly into a knowledge-based, technology-driven economy, I don't think that's good for the state of Wisconsin.
Rothman testified yesterday to a study committee which will spend the next several months studying the UW system's problems and come up with possible solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, August 12th. In Wood County, the Public Safety Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse in Room 114. The Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Recreation Commission will meet at 4 p.m. at the Municipal Zoo. The Northwood Central Community Action Program Incorporated Executive Board of Directors will meet at 6 in Wausau. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board of Directors will meet at 6:30 at the Fair Office in Marshfield. The WRPS Board of Education meeting will begin at 6 at the Board Office. The Village of Buren Board of Trustees will meet at 6:30. The Town of Grand Rapids will have their Plan Commission meeting at 6. You may have heard the sirens in Wisconsin Rapids at 8:25 this morning. There was no weather or other public emergency. Wood County is investigating why the sirens went off. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers come home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back in action tonight in Milwaukee against the Cincinnati Reds. The crew coming off a 3-game sweep of the Braves, beating them 16-7 yesterday in Atlanta. 20 hits, 6 home runs in just the first 5 innings, 2 from rookie Jackson Churio, manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I couldn't be happier for Jack. I mean, he's just coming into his own, you know what I mean, and letting his talent play and not dwelling on the failures and bouncing back after that. So really pleased with him.
NFL, the Packers head to Cleveland to play the Browns. In their first preseason game, kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:25, 6'6" Rojay Stona got a tryout as a defensive end in the Packers rookie minicamp this spring. Last night during the Olympics, Stona won a gold medal for Jamaica by throwing the discus 70 meters, setting a new world record.
I'm speechless, to be honest. Just enjoying the moment. I'm in good shape right now. All I just needed was get a good release, find that angle. I mean, it was great. Nothing to lose.
That's Rojay Stona with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cool tonight with a mostly clear sky and a low in the upper 40s. A beautiful weekend ahead, lots of sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 70s, and more sun and upper 70s Sunday. Sunday night, Monday, a few clouds and a slight chance of rain. Currently, it's 66.
Wisconsin's fall primary election is Tuesday, August 13th, with constitutional ballot questions, a U.S. Senate race, contested congressional primaries, and new legislative maps. This fall, Wisconsin decides.
Be a voter? Then tune to your local civic media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
I'm News Director Terry Bell. When the polls close at 8, our news team will bring you results from all over Wisconsin.
Election coverage live, Tuesday, August 13th at 8.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the app.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll reminisce about how we'll always have Paris as the Summer Olympics draw to a close, plus news headlines from over the weekend.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Fully leaded educators talking education. TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Johnny Lupinacci, Jess there. What's happening, my friends?
Hey, Tim, it's good to see you, man. It's Friday. Like you said, TGIBPF. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? We blinked and a whole week went by. And to tell you the truth, Tim, we blinked, a whole week went by. Summer is turning to fall soon. It's still summer. But it's turning to fall soon, and it's back to school grind for this guy, Dr. Johnny Lupinacci here, joining my co-host extraordinaire, Dr. Tim Slecker, just on the boards. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Callers, if you want to recap the week with Tim and I, before we get into that Friday feature, Tim's trivia, you want to recap with us, give us a call, 855-752-4842, or hang on. Because as we've come to love here on Busted Pencils, my guy, Tim,
bringing
the trivia on Friday. Tim, I can't wait. I've been waiting since last Friday for this. So just spill the beans. Okay.
So a little different here. I mean, this is in the form of a riddle tonight.
Ooh,
a riddle?
Yes, in the form of a riddle tonight. So this is where we're going to be. So I'm just going to put the riddle out there right now. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? It's a riddle, man, and there's a really cool trivia when you figure this riddle out. We're going to be here. We're going to put it out there. But what of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? That's the riddle, but there's a cool trivia behind there, Johnny. So very, 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 you know, thought about this one. I'm like, okay, I like this idea because it's, again, a cool story. And it's one of those ones about who knew? Well, before we leave at the bottom of the half hour, we're going to know because, Johnny, here's the thing, too. I'm going to, anybody watching, I'm on location, man, at a castle.
Yeah, you are a man on the ground covering education all through the Midwest. Tim, I think you've been in a different big Midwestern blue-collar city. Every time I've talked to you in the last couple of weeks, it's been a new stop. So love that you're getting that coverage and getting that temperature, figuratively and literally, of politics in this country, man. And what's the situation for teachers?
I tell you what, though, beautiful. So I just let everybody know I'm in Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Hey,
I'm at the Henderson Castle. Look it up. A lot of American history trivia there. Henderson Castle in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Going to be having some conversations with some really, really important people. One, well, actually both, who have been on the show. Julian Vasquez.
That's what I was going to say.
Billion Vasquez Hylik, the provost at Western Michigan University, and Jason Glass, the vice president of teaching and learning at Western Michigan University X. I am going to be here having some conversations, Johnny, about artificial intelligence and teaching and learning. So, man, I tell you what, though, it made me think, though, Johnny, Minocqua Brewing Company, almost forgot about how important our sponsors are. Minocqua Brewing Company is sponsored, you know, sponsors Busted Pencils. They, man, love them for taking on the state of Wisconsin and suing based on the reality that vouchers hurt public schools. Yeah, they hate public schools too. Wisconsin Brewery, making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out ManocquaBrewingCompany.com to see where you can get their progressive beer. Man, and what a week, though. TGI BPF, thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. All week, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, Matt Damon's mom, on Monday.
Yep.
You know, great show again. Looking at everything that we had there. I love, though, that Dr. Nancy Carlson Page went with that whole weird thing, dealing with the fact that, you know, Tim Walz, our new future vice president. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah. Well, Tim, we'll let our listeners know, because if they listen to on Monday, they got a little sneak of that too. Tim, you actually teed that up for both Nancy and I the week before.
Yeah.
You know, Tim Walz and the others had said, you know, it's a bit weird. And we've since then gotten to the root of what the choice of using the word weird is. And we looked at it from kind of all angles, and both Nancy and I were like, okay, Tim brought this up. All right. and here's where we're at with it. And that, man, was a great conversation. It's always a great conversation with Dr. Nancy Carlson Page, but man, we opened a banger of a week with a fabulous guest. I mean, yes, she's on monthly. Yes, listeners, if you're not familiar, once a month, you got to make sure you at least tune in to What Would Matt Damon's Mom Say. And it's a great opportunity for the amazing Dr. Nancy Carlson Page to, you know, share wisdom with our listeners and with us, Tim. And she sure did this week. You know, we talked about how important it is to model professional ethics, which was the theme from 20 Lessons from the 20th Century from last week. But man, we were talking about, you know, how it's important to be different, how it's important to embrace difference, the very fabric of democracy, to value equality and diversity, but also to just say it's a bit strange. And I had to even push a little bit harder to say it's hurtful, harmful, destructive, right? Vitriol. There's a whole lot of adjectives that I think, I guess we mean by weird. We don't have to, you know, put down difference to do that. So it was a good show. And we really talked, as of course, you have an expert in early childhood ed on. It's going to bring it back to classrooms. And she was talking about all that great work that teachers do with young people to really practice democracy, to really practice how we listen to one another and be in charge of. And this links to Wednesday's show, where educators amplified, you know, really connected the dots on joy and regulation. Dr. Nancy Carlson Page reminded us that young people are working and practicing and learning all the time in their classrooms, right? To listen and to be mindful and choose words, especially words when we're communicating our needs and we're practicing how we disagree with one another and how we agree. So that was really special. I mean, it's always great to have Dr. Nancy Carlson Page on talking about the moment we're in. And she gives a lot of context to that. So I was excited. She also spotlighted Gen Z voters, who are getting a lot of attention on Busted Pencils because we're inspired by your energy and the message you're sending Gen Zers. Appreciate that. But Tim, man, what a banger of a show on Monday. Woo!
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. It's educated educators talking education. Man, Tim's trivia, though, Johnny.
Yeah, let's get out there again.
Yeah, it's a riddle. It's a riddle, everybody. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia? Putting it in a riddle today. Awesome kind of things that we're going to be bringing up right now. And actually just pulled up the text there. You guys need me.
Yeah, Tim, so, I was going to ask you, can you take, for our stream viewers and for our listeners, you take us on a little bit of a tour, and we're going to mute you while you relocate, but I'm going to repeat Tim's trivia for folks in case you're getting some background noise or it's choppy for you. Tim's trivia this week is, what did Oppenheimer lose in Georgia? Right?
I'm what so did confused.
Did I repeat that correctly, Jess and Tim?
I think he put it into the passive. What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? I don't know if that makes a difference.
It's a riddle, so language matters. Remember, that's the theme of the week. Language does matter. Use our words wisely. What of Oppenheimer was lost in Georgia?
There it is.
What of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia?
Taking a stroll on the grounds. Do I sound better right now, guys?
You sure do.
All right. So, yeah, what of Oppenheimer's was lost in Georgia? Form of a riddle. Tim's trivia. Good, interesting stuff. It is, yeah, busted pencils. And got a caller, Joanne, on the phone already.
Yeah.
All right. Caller Joanne, what's happening, our friend?
Oh, great. I haven't thought about the riddle yet. I just got in. But what I'd like to do is talk just for a minute about the week. The week was so amazing. And I was thinking about it all afternoon, how much you were able to cover in just about politics. And I was just a little worried because with all the young people thinking about politics now and maybe, you know, can I run for office? You know, whatever they are, if they're black, white, big, strong, or short and tiny, whatever, doesn't make any difference anymore that it's open to them. But what I'm a little worried about is the sliming of some of the candidates that's going on right now and the picking apart of amazing 24-year career in the National Guard of some of the candidates. I know that L.A. Tom has called in some of the radio shows about this. I listened to other shows on this wonderful station and stated his dismay about what a downer it is. Again, we have to vet candidates. Yeah, we've got to make sure that they're not enhancing resumes. But after this joy and the amazing power of this week, we'll be spending the weekend on all the talk shows and all of that, in the minutia, and there's more to come. I mean, I know for a fact there's going to be more to come, taking apart the voting records or whatever and mischaracterizing various things and name-calling and whatever. People who don't know what socialism is and Marxism saying those words. For me, it's Groucho Marxism. It's always been Groucho. whatever. So thank you again for the wonderful week. I mean, you did so much and brought in the luminaries from all over. Thank you again.
Oh, man.
Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. We love caller Joanne. We'll get back to that, listeners. Stay tuned.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Almaz Show.
Speaking of J.D. Vance, if you're watching on the stream, you can see behind me what we're now calling the J.D. Vance couch. There are some reports that back in the day, during the frat days of J.D. Vance, he may have gotten intimate with a couch. So.
You know, I've slept on that couch a few times, but I can't say I've slept with that couch, and nor do I plan to.
No.
The Todd Almaz Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
And we are back. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. It's GGIBPF. That's right. Thank goodness it's Busted Pencils Friday. This is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci with Dr. Tim Slecker, just on the boards. Dr. Tim Slecker on site over in Kalamazoo, Michigan. One of our favorite spots. I mean, I spent some undergraduate years there. And then also we have some amazing guests from not only the Grow Your Own program, but just the awesome work that's happening over at Western Michigan University. And Dr. Tim Slecker is on site there.
Nice.
Join us this Friday to recap the week. We just had caller Joanne on the phone reminding us, as L.A. Tom does, you know, to be patient through the scrutiny of candidates. Also, as a theme of last week, remember professional ethics, right? And remember the importance of, you know, being, you know, diligent about scrutiny of candidates, but also being open with information and actually contrasting, right? And actually bracing ourselves for a real ugly election. I mean, we can't expect that because one ticket is very joyful, is very matter of fact, has a clean record in terms of when we want to look at whether or not they have any criminal elements to their leadership that they're bringing. No, you know, and so I think it's important to contrast. Honesty and transparent information is going to always expose things that we may or may not agree with. That's okay. That's part of politics. That's part of it. There is no perfect candidate. So let's brace ourselves for some of those things. And of course, I think it's pretty low, and I'm not surprised by it, by people on the opposition to Harris-Waltz ticket to bring up some of the perspectives or thoughts against Walls, especially around his military service.
Yeah.
We're going to get into what kind of military service constitutes service. Okay. That's a different conversation. For me, matter of fact, and I think for a lot of us, it's important to serve in a number of capacities. And so his service in the National Guard is honorable to me.
Absolutely.
The transparency he has around some of the things, the aspects of it being brought up, I think also models good leadership. Yes, I chose to retire at a particular moment. That is his liberty and his choice. He also never has stopped being a supporter or a person in service in a political capacity. So I'm very optimistic that even as things go low, that the Harris-Waltz ticket and that us as supporters of that ticket remember to embrace facts and contrast and ask ourselves, what kind of leader do we want? So I'm really hopeful about that. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, it was a busy week. We covered a lot and we're on a special Friday. You know, Fridays are always special. We got a lot of things that we always hit on Friday.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala.
everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
It's Friday night baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids, and it's time to close out the season in style. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the Winterfield Press Box. Game 69 of our 70-game slate this summer, right here at historic Winterfield. Last night, Wisconsin Rapids finished up a home-and-home series with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders out at Hare Baker Field for the final road game of the campaign. 6-4 the final in favor of Fondy. 6 runs, 8 hits. 2 errors and 5 left on for the Spiders. 4 runs, 6 hits in air, and 13 left on for your Rats. Fond du Lac putting up 4 in the home half of the first. Wisconsin Rapids made it a 1-run ball game in the top of the third, thanks to Walker Buchanan and Landon Gaz. Buchanan, a 2-run triple, his second triple of the season, both at Witter Field. Walker now extending his hitting streak to 6 games. Should say both his triples this season at Hare Baker Field. You got Landon Gaz as well depositing a base hit to left field, and then you see another run added for Fond du Lac in the bottom of the fourth inning. Raptors once again made a 1-run ball game in the fifth inning. A bases loaded walk drawn on 4 pitches by Dalton Fiveash made it a 5-4 contest for the final run of the ball game was scored in the bottom of the fifth inning on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Dock Spider catcher Tyler Stack. The win for Fond du Lac went to Brandon Brust out of the bullpen, 3 2/3 innings for the right-hander. He allowed 2 hits, an earned run, walked 4, and did not collect a strikeout on 59 pitches. Noah Willingham got the start and the loss for Wisconsin Rapids, going 5 innings, allowing 6 earned runs, 8 hits, 3 walks, a strikeout on 79 pitches tossed. Former Raptor Dylan Jaquez, an inning and a third, he got the save out of the Fond du Lac bullpen. Time of the game last night, 2 hours, 35 minutes, under 900 in attendance. They're at Hare Baker Field, 74 degrees and overcast at the time of first pitch on the campus of Marion University. Today's ball game features two teams that have already seen each other twice in this month, both on the road in Ashwaubenon at Capital Credit Union Park last Saturday and Sunday, the third and fourth, that series being split in Green Bay. The Raptors won the last matchup between these two teams by a score of 16-8, the most runs the Rats have scored in a ball game here this season. As we look at the lineups for tonight's ball game, Nicholas Graham, the right-hander from Faulkner, will get the ball for Green Bay, his first time facing the Raptors this season. They're led off by their center fielder, Makani Tanaka. Hitting second at short is Sam Miller. Dalen Adderley will hit third at second base. Drake Bold cleaning things up for Chris Kreplin's Rockers and doing the catching. Nick Harms will hit fifth in right field. Mateo Matthews hitting sixth at first base. Bottom three in the Rocker order, all from the right side. The third baseman, Lane Allen. The designated hitter, Blade Carver. And the left fielder, Peyton Mansfield. It will be Noah Marschke to get the ball for Wisconsin Rapids. He last threw 5 1/3 innings at Capital Credit Union Park on Saturday. His first 5 innings, perfect against these Rockers. Behind Marschke, leading things off in center field, per usual, is Aiden Teal. Jorge Degatti will hit second at third base. Orlando Lordoy will hit third out in right field. Walker Buchanan cleaning things up in left. Cashel Duggar will do the catching out of the 5 spot for Kirk Schreider tonight. Landon Gaz will bat 6 at first base. Just like last night, Gabe Casso will serve as the Raptors' designated hitter. He's hitting 7. Up the middle for Wisconsin Rapids, out of the 8th spot is the shortstop, Ben Lloyd. And batting 9th at second base is Joey Bazidlo. Friday night baseball at Witter Field, the final series here in the 2024 Northwoods League season. Raptors and Rockers next, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices.
Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Plover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Noah Marschke to the mound. Let's play some baseball here in Wisconsin Rapids, the second to last game in this 2024 Northwoods League season. It's a two-game set from historic Witter Field for your Raptors against the Green Bay Rockers. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Friday night. Andy Yakov, as always, here with you on WFHR, locally grown radio. Lefty on lefty battle to start us off here tonight. It's Makani Tanaka, the center fielder, in the box for Green Bay. First pitch from Noah Marschke, hit in the air to right center. The Aiden Teal cutting in the gap, calling off Orlando Lordoy to make the catch. One pitch, one out for Marschke here in the first. It's Buchanan in left, as just mentioned. Teal in center and Lordoy in right. On the infield, Jorge Degatti at third. Ben Lloyd at short. Joey Bizitlo at second. Landon Gaz at first, doing the catching as Cashel Duggar for the left-hander out of Stevens Point. Sam Miller, the Columbia product. Shortstop hitting from the right side. First pitch. Fouled straight back. Count begins 0-1. Miller, a mainstay in this lineup for Green Bay all season long. Now playing in his 64th game as a Rocker here in 2024. Marschke working on the third base side of the rubber. Agrees on a signal with Cashel Duggar, the 0-1. That offering a breaking ball that misses outside to even the count. Miller hitting 297 in his 249 at-bats this season. The 1-1. Fouled straight back, count now a ball and two strikes. Miller known for, at least against Wisconsin Rapids, his two-homer game when the two teams met for the very first time at Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon back on June 11th. One ball, two strikes the count. Marschke ahead here. The payoff pitch. Fastball missing inside to even the count at 2-2. Miller hits in his last three ball games, went 1-for-5 with a run scored in the Rocker 11-6 win last night at Kenosha. The 2-2. Curveball missing down in the dirt. Holding up on his swing there is Miller, count now full. As mentioned about Noah Marschke, his last time out against these Rockers in Green Bay. 5 1/3 innings pitched, 4 hits, 5 earned runs, a walk, 7 strikeouts, facing 21 hitters. That doesn't tell the whole story, though. It's the 3-2. Miller in the air, right side of the infield, foul territory. Landon Gaz working his way back toward the first base bag. The wind having part in that. He secures it for the second out of the inning. As mentioned, Marschke went 5 perfect innings, 15 up, 15 down. To begin his last start against the Rockers, it was that bottom of inning 6 where the Rockers began to see the left-hander well. All 8 runs in that 8-6 Green Bay victory came in that frame off of Marschke and last night's Raptor starter Noah Willingham. Dalen Adderley into the right-handed batter's box. First pitch sprayed foul down the first baseline. Wisconsin Rapids looking to snap their two-game skid, dropping both games in the home-and-home series with the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Marschke's 0-1. Off-speed on the outside corner is called a strike. Count nothing and two. It's Trez Scott behind home plate. Christian Miranda down the first baseline. And the crew chief and third base umpire is Don Say. First time the Raptors have had this crew all summer. The 0-2 offering to the Green Bay second baseman. It's a fastball that misses upstairs for ball one. These two teams meeting four times in June, four times in July, and four times in August. Rockers 3-0 against Wisconsin Rapids in June. Raptors 4-0 in July, and so far 1-1 in August. 1-2, blooper in the air, right field. Joey Bezidlo, the second baseman, drawing back to make the catch and retire the side. Noah Marschke, just like in his last start against the Rockers, begins it with a 1-2-3 first inning. The Raptors 1-9 introduced next, right here for the bottom of the first inning on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Eight and two leading things off for Wisconsin Rapids in the bottom of the first inning from historic Witter Field. Rats and Rockers, game 69 of our 70 games late this summer, right here on WFHR. A 1-2-3 top of the first inning for Raptors southpaw Noah Marschke brings the Mahwah, New Jersey kid into the left-handed batter's box. Andy Ockermer joining you here in the Witterfield press box as the first pitch from tonight's starter for Green Bay, Nicholas Graham, swung on and missed. Graham from Abbotsford, British Columbia. Canadian on the hill tonight for the Rockers as the 0-1 delivery misses low and inside. Graham from Faulkner University, same spot where a couple of Raptors play their college ball. Christian Webb in Orlando, Lordoy. Lordoy due up third in this inning. The 1-1 is bounced in for ball two. Behind Graham, it's Peyton Mansfield in left, Makani Tanaka in center, and Nick Harms out in right. Wayne Allen will man the hot corner. Sam Miller will play short, and Dalen Adderley's at second base. Tam Matthews has first, and Jake Bold will do the catching. 2-1 pitch, bounced on the ground to short. That is Miller gloving and throwing to first in time. One down in the inning, and the batter is Jorge Degatti. Degatti hitting second at third. As I mentioned, Orlando Lordoy out of the three-hole in right field. Cleaning things up, the left fielder Walker Buchanan. 5-6-7, the catcher Cashel Duggar. The first baseman Landon Gaz. And the designated hitter Gabe Casso. Ben Lloyd will hit eighth at short. And the nine-hole hitter tonight for the Raptors is the second baseman Joey Bezidlo. Jorge Degatti reached three times yesterday in the 6-4 loss to Fond du Lac. First pitch from the right-hander, Graham on the inside corner is called a strike. Graham's last time out, 4 innings, 4 earned runs, 2 hits allowed, 2 walks and 4 strikeouts, facing 17 hitters on the road at the Duck Pond, an 11-5 loss to the Madison Mallards. Jorge takes an 0-1 breaking ball in the outside corner for a called strike 2. So it'll be the final outing for Graham this season. Only 2 appearances entering today, and all 3 outings in total will be away from Capital Credit Union Park. It's the 0-2 to Degatti. This is outside for ball 1. Tristan Cruz and Barry slated to throw tomorrow night for Wisconsin Rapids will be opposed by the Southern Arkansas product, Michael Howell. It's the 1-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. Graham climbs the ladder. Elevated fastball, 2 down here in the first. Orlando Lordoy, definition of consistency for Wisconsin Rapids when it comes to just getting on base. Reached on 4 different occasions yesterday at Harebaker Field. Aboard on a catcher's interference in the first inning. Drew a 4-pitch walk and scored in the third. Another 4-pitch walk in the top of inning number 6. And an 8-pitch walk in the 8th. First pitch on the righty-on-lefty battle. Goes fastball, does Graham, and it's right in there for a called strike. The hottest Rafter bat is in the on-deck circle right now, that being Walker Buchanan. Wisconsin Rapids entering tonight, 500 on the season, 34 wins, 34 losses. The 0-1 delivery misses downstairs to even the count at a ball and a strike. 19 wins and 16 losses in half number 2 for the Rafters. Green Bay entering today 18 and 14 in the second half, 32 wins and 36 losses overall on the campaign. The 1-1 right down the heart of the plate, it is 1-2. Rockers, the champions of the Northwoods League last summer, will not be back in the playoffs this year. Those 2 Great Lakes West spots being occupied by the Wausau Woodchucks and the Madison Mallards. The 1-2. Off-speed delivery misses down and inside in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Uniform matchup today. The Rockers going with their blue uniform tops, gray trousers, multicolored blue ball cap. Raptors going white on white with the black sleeves on their uniform tops. The 2-2. Lordoy fouls it straight back. We'll do it again. Said it last night on the broadcast at Harebaker Field, and I've said it multiple times today. There's no place I'd rather close out the campaign than right here at historic Witter Field. Obviously would have loved playoffs this year, but with that not being in the cards, you at least get to finish it out with 2 games in front of the home crowd. Fireworks tonight and tomorrow as the 2-2 offering misses off the plate for ball 3. Lordoy, fantastic at working deep counts. A veteran here amongst the Rafters organization, despite joining the club after the All-Star break, played here last year for Kirk Schreider. The 3-2 misses low and inside for ball 4. It's a 7-pitch walk to Lordoy and extends the inning for the left fielder Walker Buchanan. Buchanan now on a 6-game hitting streak. He has driven in 12 runs across that hitting streak. The Jupiter, Florida native got off to a red-hot start when he joined the Rafters in the middle of June, and he's doing more of the same to close out the season in early August. Lordoy leading off first, being held on by Mateo Matthews. First pitch to Buchanan. This is low for ball 1. You look at the last 10, last 5, splits for the Rafters and for Walker Buchanan. 353 hitter in his last 10, a 524 hitter in his last 5, as the 1-0 is fouled straight back to even the count. He had driven in 5 runs here at home against Minnesota Tuesday night. An evening ago, a 2-run triple in the third, scored 2 different times, did Walker. Prior to the 1-1, a pickoff move over to first base to check in on Lordoy. 2 Rafters available off the bench today, that being infielders Dalton Fiveash and Tommy Gulbranson. First base side of the rubber, Graham comes set, the 1-1. Breaking ball in on the hands, ripped to center, making a 7-game hitting streak for Walker Buchanan. Tanaka plays it on a bounce, 2 aboard, 2 down here in the first. Golden chance here for Cashel Duggar to bring in the game's first run. Hit 5th and caught last night as well for Wisconsin Rapids. Reached in four of his five plate appearances. Walked three times and hit by a pitch once. The Castle Pines, Colorado kid donning the long sleeves here today. Bit of a chilly one in Wisconsin Rapids, at least in terms of summer standpoint, mid-60s at the time of first pitch. First offering to Duggar from Graham misses up for ball one. It's chilly last night as well in Fond du Lac. A cool ending to this week in the final week of the 2024 Northwoods League regular season. The 1-0. This is low. Back pick to second to check in on Lordoy. He gets in feet first safely. Graham retired the first two hitters of the inning. Aiden Teal a ground out to short, and Jorge Degatti went down swinging, but Orlando Lordoy a quality at bat, drawing a 7-pitch walk, and Buchanan singling to center field. So Walker will have a chance to finish out his season with an 8-game hitting streak if he can collect a knock tomorrow. Four on the pitch clock. Long look to second for Graham, the 1-1. Duggar in the air, shallow left. Peyton Mansfield battling the sun, coming in on it to make the catch and retire the side. Rats collect a hit in strand two here in the home half of the first. Nothing-nothing the score as we head to the top of inning two. 4-5-6. Due up against Norm Marschke right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Nothing, nothing through an inning here at Witter Field. It is the 4-5-6 spots due up for Green Bay in the top of the second against Rafter left-hander Noah Marschke. Andy Ocker returning to you here on locally grown radio, WFHR. Your place to go for all 70 Rafter games this summer, today and tomorrow. And the season has come to a close here in 2024. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Jake Bold. Misses low and inside for ball one. Rafters collected a two-out hit in the bottom of the first inning off the bat of Walker Buchanan. Now a 7-game hitting streak for the Virginia Cavalier. Marschke's 1-0 delivery. Tap foul on the ground down the third base side. Looking at Bold as the leadoff hitter in an inning this season, 48 at-bats, hitting .354. Marschke's 1-1. Swung on and missed into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count now a ball and two strikes. Similar to Sam Miller, Bold, another one of these rockers that are now a household name across the rocker faithful. playing in his 56th game of the summer. Marschke's 1-2. Breaking ball, tap foul back to the screen. Bold hitting 308 through 55 games. Picked up a hit in an RBI last night in Kenosha. Marschke went 1-2-3. Generating contact against all three hitters he faced back in the first. The next 1-2. Turning his hands in on that one is Bold, lining it foul to left field. Wisconsin Rapids will send 6-7-8 to the dish in the second inning. Gaz Casso and Ben Lloyd. The 1-2. Throwing his hands out on that one is Bold in the air. Carrying to left center field. Aiden Teal is going to have to play it off the wall. That ball just kept on carrying for Jake Bold. He will trot into second standing. It is a leadoff double here in the second. Double number 7 of the season for Jake Bold. Rafter fans, this summer your place to stay when visiting the Rapids area is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Nick Carms from Case Western Reserve, playing in his 55th game with Green Bay this summer, has seen Rafter pitching really well on the campaign. Lefty on lefty battle, first pitch. This is up and in for ball one. 5 straight games with a hit for Nick Harms, a .332 hitter on the season, an OPS north of 1,000. Now with Marschke dealing with a runner in scoring position in the top of inning 2. 1-0, swung on and missed, count evens at a ball and a strike. Out of Harms' 11 homers this season, he has hit 3 against Wisconsin Rapids. And Noah Marschke called for a balk by the first base umpire Christian Miranda. Hesitated when coming set. And that's all it takes to move Jake Bold to third base. I will say this season there have been some questionable balks called on Rafter pitching. That one might have been the most obvious we've had all summer. Unfortunately for the young left-hander, first run of the ballgame potentially sitting just 90 feet away. Count even at a ball and a strike on the ball when Missouri native. As Noah rocks and fires. This is out in the right-handed batter's box. Count now 2 balls and a strike. Got a chance the top of the 5 o'clock hour to call into WFHR's sports show Playmakers. That was a lot of fun to be on there and be the one that is getting the questions asked to. Not used to it. Normally I'm used to asking the questions to all the coaches and the players. It was a great time. I was on there for about 10 minutes today. Really enjoyed getting to talk about the season, what it's meant for me, what it's been like for this team, and getting to peel back a little bit more of what I'm all about. As the 2-1 fastball on the outside corner, called a strike, count evens 2-2. Got a chance to give some shout-outs to my neck of the woods, the northwest suburbs of Chicago, as the 2-2 pitch popped up in the air right behind home plate. Cashel Duggar ditching the mask, battling the sun, making the catch. One down here in the second inning. That is a huge first out for Noah Marschke, and the batter is Mateo Matthews. Getting to talk about where I got my undergraduate degree from, where I'm from, and the broadcasting icons I grew up listening to and watching, Len Casper and Pat Hughes. The lefty-on-lefty battle again. Matthews, the first baseman from Chino, California, and Wagner College. First pitch from Marschke. Slider on the outside corner is in there for a called strike. Matthews, .301 average through 52 games this summer. A multi-hit game last night at Simmons Field. Collected a long ball as well, number 7 on the season for the Rocker first baseman. A 1, fastball dotted on the outside corner for a called strike, count nothing and 2. 3 left-handed batters to 6 righties for Chris Kreplin here tonight. Wisconsin Rapids going with 4 left-handed bats to 5 right-handed bats. Middle's back, corner's playing closer in with the bags. The 0-2. He got him swinging. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. A three-pitch punch-out of Mateo Matthews is the second out of this second inning. It'll be up to Lane Allen to extend the frame for Green Bay. Allen in that 16-8 Raptor victory on Sunday had a three-hit effort, doubled twice, has 8 two-baggers total on the season. Picked up a knock and drew 3 walks last night against Kingfish pitching. The first pitch to him swung on and missed, count 0-1. Marshy looking to work out of the jam, having a runner on third with nobody